what's up, all you addicts out there? Welcome to the Addicted Fishing Podcast. We're super sorry that we have fallen behind on these things. We've gone through some technical difficulties here.
We're still alive.
So if you guys are watching on YouTube, thanks so much for tuning in on YouTube. We know it's kind of boring sitting here looking at us just talk, but we appreciate you guys tuning in. Tap that subscribe button. New videos uploaded to our YouTube channel every single day. So make sure you tell a family and friend about Addicted Fishing.
Tutorials, Addicted Life. Conversations, discussions, live feeds, we got it all.
All about fishing, anything that swims. Knowledge. Anything that swims.
Knowledge, you know.
We're chasing it. I just got word that we're going to be heading to the Midwest here pretty soon and doing some fun stuff out there. So,
they have some fish out there. They have more fish. They have more of our fish out there than we do here.
Yep, that's a fact.
They even look prettier sometimes too, I swear.
Except for they have to fish them through like 8 inches of ice right now. Yeah. Everything's like frozen over.
And they don't have like white water or anything either. That kind of breaks my heart.
How many of you Midwest fans out there are fans of Addicted? If you guys are watching on YouTube or you're listening to this podcast, comment down below. Let us know if you guys are from the Midwest or what states you're from. And hit us up because we're going to head out that way, I think, soon. We're going to try to make our way out there and do some fishing in some way, shape, or form. So.
We'll be talking about it in the future. But right now, since we've had a long hiatus, this podcast is coming to you, hopefully, right before the Portland Sportsman Show. And it is like some people's favorite time of year. Some people hate it. But honestly, it's going to be an epic Portland show. So we got some stuff that we want to talk about there on tonight's podcast. And in with us tonight, we've got Mr. Jordan Kniggy as well.
Hello.
And Cameron Black. So it's only three of us tonight. But guess what? All three of us will be at the Portland Sportsman Show with Nick Popov. And that's it. Right?
Yep. Well, just you three guides. Yep.
So we got three guides.
Originally, I was telling everyone that TJ was going to be there from Hester Sport Fishing. But apparently, I effed up and never, like, facilitated. I honestly don't know what happened there. I swear I told the guy from the sportsman show, like, hey, TJ wants a booth again.
He had some other things going on, like, two of the days, too. So
yeah, and that's the other scramble thing. I think he had school or work or something, too, he had going on. So,
but regardless, we got 60 feet of Addicted booth space, essentially, between the Addicted guides and
loud noises.
The store.
He needs like a big PA mic so he can go around and yell at people.
Oh yes, that would be epic.
No, he's already loud enough. Why the hell
I should get a megaphone.
Oh my god. When you're every giveaway you're doing, just shout out to the whole building.
With that being said, you guys, this year, anyone that comes to the Portland Sportsman Show and wears Addicted apparel, whether it be an Addicted hat, an Addicted sweatshirt, whatever you got on, we're going to be giving you a raffle ticket to enter to win a big fishing prize pack. Don't know what all it will be included, but it'll be a rod, a reel, a whole bunch of awesome things. So it'll be a big prize pack of all sorts of awesome gear from our partners.
I'd have to say it'll be over $300.
Oh, at least.
There we go.
At least.
It's not a drift boat. But
last year we did one that was like a $1,500 prize. Yep. So it'll be a good prize. Come hang out. Wear some Addicted apparel to the show.
And
come get a raffle ticket. And there'll also be some other ways for you to get extra raffle tickets to enter, and we'll let you know, but you got to come to the booth to find out.
Oh, that's dirty.
Bummer.
Dirty.
Bummer. Jordan. Oh, I forgot to let everyone know out there listening too. Jordan will be signing autographs as well as Cameron. Cameron and Jordan.
You were doing good until you said as well as Cameron.
Cameron and Jordan will both be signing autographs. And Jordan is, you know, he's potentially looking for a blonde-haired, blue-eyed woman out there, you know, a single woman that likes fishing. You know, he could potentially be looking. So, all you ladies out there listening.
I was scared to say that. A buddy of mine is like, you have to announce.
Jordan is on the market.
No, he's not. But,
what is it?
He's busy with Addicted.
You can't be like Josh and disappear when you get a girlfriend.
Next thing you know, we'll lose another one to Spokane.
No.
Josh, if you're listening.
We miss you. We miss you, brother.
Oh, man. So with the Portland Sportsman Show, we got all sorts of awesome things that we're going to have there. We're super excited about. We got Travis has designed two exclusive t-shirt designs that are super badass. I'm so freaking stoked.
I still haven't even gotten to see, but we've been getting the sneak peek of gear for the last like month, and Marlon won't give it to any of us. He's like, Sportsman Show. It's some nice gear.
There's going to be some badass stuff there. Bunch of new worm colors. This year, for the first time, we're actually going to sell a little bit of our fishing products in the booth. So You'll be able to buy our worms there, our addicted scent, the winter chrome blend, all sorts of stuff in the booth. So come hang out, come support. We'll have all sorts of deals and percentages off and free gifts and all sorts of stuff. So just come see us, Portland Sportsman Show this year. What are you doing?
We're going to be doing a lot.
You're going to have a candy bowl?
What's that? I'll have my candy. I got, dude, the candy bowl is dope. You raid my candy
Trust
bowl.
Trust me,
I
do. There's going to be two candy
bowls. No, dude, we need, yeah, dude, the candy bowl is awesome. I'll tell you what. But I'll tell you what we'll also have is a lot of trips that are not going to involve salmon and steelhead. It's just kind of the way it is. You know, forecasts are a little rough. So we're going to be talking a lot about kokanee, a lot about walleye, maybe some bass, a lot of bottom fish. You know, bottom fishing was definitely off the chain last year. We're going to be doing some specials like that. I'll have some other kind of contests and good stuff too. But I'm sure, like, you know, we're all going to have our own little things. I know Mr. Kanigi there was talking about going international.
Yeah, you're
going
to offer some interesting trips. Talk about that to the people.
This year, 2019, is going to be the first year I kind of start this little reign of travel guiding, kind of hosting and offering some trips in other parts of the country and other parts of the world. So, you know, I'm going to still do mainly my 6 to 8 month reign around Oregon, especially. Going to stick to the home rivers and still do that gig. But midsummer and also in the fall, you know, towards the end of Chinook season on coastal parts of Oregon and Washington, I'm going to head to Patagonia and offer some king salmon fishing trips down there, as well as some combo trips for some giant brown trout. So summertime, this summer, I'm going to go up and be fishing at a Lake Iliamna at Intricate Bay Lodge, which is an incredible experience. It's all fly out. It's all super remote. Bears everywhere, giant trophy trout. So offering 4 trips for that. And then offering 4 weeks also in South America for, like I said, the Chinook and for the trout. So
yeah,
it's a great experience to kind of get a firsthand guided experience at these beautiful places that are really hard to get to. You know, I think that's the beauty in the trip is being able to have that friendly face and that person you trust to go down and take a big step like going into the country to fish. So hopefully it ends up being a really good thing. I think it's going to work out fantastic.
Hell yeah. And all you addicts out there listening, come to the booth. Talk to Jordan. I know there's a bunch of you guys out there, a bunch of you guys and girls out there that want to do some fun adventure-style trips like that. And now's your opportunity to go do it with Jordan and have a fun time doing
it. Well, and don't be scared for a big group as well. If you guys have a you know, 4 to 6 to 8-person group that want to go, we can accommodate. I know Cam's super interested in doing a lot of this stuff too. So, you know, you come prepared with any of your vacation plans, and you know, we can, I think between the three of us, me, Cam, and Nick, we can take
what
care
about,
of your needs.
What about Alaska? Because I've had multiple people asking me, will Jordan and Cameron take me to Alaska? What are you guys doing for Alaska?
We're looking 2020. Cam's got his little setup with his Chinook camp that he does, which is incredible. It's a great trip.
Whoa.
I did
1 year, and I would love to go back, and yeah. I'm considering it again.
Well, I'm sure if you had interested clientele that you could line up, and you know, you guys can always book with these lodges, and if it fits in with our schedule, you can request us as a guide.
Exactly.
It's a place we've been before. So that works out really nicely too. So, you know, for me, what I like to do in Southeast Alaska, it's heavily regulated, and I'm working towards, so hopefully, fingers crossed for 2020, I'll have my fingers in the door there so Cam and I can be doing some of these coho and steelhead trips up here that people have seen so much about.
I feel like I'd have to go up there to guide to pay you to guide people, because that's so much fun.
Yeah, but we'll get it figured out. Alaska, right now, all I have to offer is some world-class trout fishing, catching giant, you know, up to 30-inch rainbows, bobber dog and beads, basically in bear country, and
super hot steelhead.
Yeah, getting flown out to these super remote areas to catch these fish, and so I don't have a ton to offer for salmon in Alaska at this point, but 2020 for sure. So we'll be talking about that next year.
Cool.
Excellent, man. And so let's see here. So Portland Sportsman Show, what is your favorite part about that? Because I mean, I know, like, I like the kids.
Corn dogs.
Like, I know it sounds weird and creepy and shit, but I'll tell you what. Like,
it only sounded weird. Kids, you said it.
I know. Weird. No, it's like, I like it. They go there. You got the trout ponds. Yeah. You got the casting contest. You got all that stuff. I mean, like, yeah. No, I mean, dude, it's a party. And like,
my favorite part about it is meeting all the addicts, all the guys and gals that come to the booth, and they're just super excited to finally, like, shake our hands. And, you know, you get to put a lot of faces to people that you might have talked to online or seen online, or whatever. It's just really cool being able to finally meet some of these people. So that's my favorite part about it.
We see a lot of like up and comers and like, you know, all those kids, they get into that show and it's just like, the world is like all this fish stuff, got gear, rods, trips, videos, all the cool toys. Like I remember going when I was a kid too, and same kind of thing, man. It's just like, you just get overwhelmed in there. It's just so awesome.
That's definitely probably along the same lines, maybe even a mixture of both you guys, is that energy that's kind of spread throughout the building. Each day of the show is a little bit different, and you know, there's a different crowd of people and a different vibe in the show. You know, it's all exciting. Everybody's there because they love the outdoors, and they're all kind of united in one way or the other. And so getting that chance to meet these people, especially the big fans of Addicted, that's my favorite part.
Yeah,
people come out and show their support and be excited, you know, and see our excitement,
dude. And just every year, I mean, all you guys that have supported us, it's been insane watching this thing grow every single year. It's like, man, every year we see more and more Addicted apparel.
I was just gonna say that, like, it's so fun walking down the aisles and seeing all that Addicted apparel from the
Great. It's like going to a new river.
Yeah,
it's freaking amazing. Like, come to the show, wear your apparel, come hang out. Can't wait to meet all you guys. It's going to be a freaking blast.
It'll be fantastic.
New products coming out too, that some were released at the Puyallup show, but there's going to be some new flashers from JT. We kind of featured a few of those on our live feed. We've got the new Akuma Low Pro SS for stainless steel. They're going to have that at some of the retailers. We're going to have those in some of the demonstration. Yeah, it's basically a murdered out Low Pro. It's awesome.
And with a way better drag system.
Yeah, way better gear system. Like,
I'm putting them on.
I hope they come out with a steelhead salmon tributary.
Like a smaller one?
Yeah, without the line counter.
I heard that they were.
That might
they
be
just a, came out with a they just came
already,
out with a Komodo.
I was going to say, they already have one
without the
line counter.
They just came out with a 200,
counter.
Dude.
I'm out of the loop.
Without the line counter.
I just found out about it because I just saw it posted. They just posted it. Because they used to only have that Komodo and that big 300 that I have that I put on my musky rod.
Oh, the musky.
They just brought a 200 out that I think would be like the perfect size for
next
our spoons.
Is our salmon, your Chinook salmon bobber rod, and then we're set. One day. It's not going to happen, though.
It'll happen.
You think so, huh? No, lots of new. That's the thing. Like, so we've got, what else do we got here from Missouri? I know Gerber's got some new stuff going out there, too.
Gerber is giving away a fishing trip
with
you.
Huh?
Yeah,
you didn't know about that.
I did this to Jordan one time too. I just called him and said, "Hey, dude, just so you know, there's going to be someone calling you." I gave away.
They were really nice guys.
Addicted will pay for it. It'll be cool.
No, Gerber. Yeah. Make sure you head to the Gerber booth because we partnered with Gerber this year to give away a fishing trip. It'll be, with Addicted Fishing. So definitely check that out at
Very
the Gerber
cool.
booth. That's going to be badass. What else? I'm trying to think of what else.
Don't forget
did.
About your Akuma deals, especially Cameron kind of brought it up about the reels or some new stuff, but.
Just anything deals. You're
those
be able
those
to
rods
get...
are gonna go fast, guys. I've been trying to replace some rods here for the last week or two, and it's been a nightmare because nobody has them.
Yeah, and so
it's gonna be one of your only chances to get some of these guides to like pros at about as cheap as you can find them.
So. And that's what's so cool about the show is load up. This is a good time to load up. Like we'll have tons of sales at our booth. All the places around
I'm
are gonna have
be
sales.
There.
So.
Wait, you're going to be helping set up that damn thing.
Yeah.
We got 60 feet to do. Oh my goodness. But no, I mean, and then of course it's always right on the cusp of like, you know, wild steelhead season and spring Chinook season. And so like, going to the mad dash to the retailers to get all the good deals. I mean, and those retailers, they dig deep. They dig deep on that Portland Sportsman Show. A lot of good opportunity to buy rods, reels,
there's
and all the gear
insane
you need.
Deals.
Insane deals. Absolutely.
One cool thing too, is we will have a few samples. Come to our booth and ask us for some samples of some new Addicted products that I will have on hand.
Ooh.
Some cool things that you.
You really
I'm
think?
Not gonna,
you really think he's going to give us that many of those?
I already got word that we're getting samples.
Okay. Well, yeah, we need field testers, pro staff.
We don't have a pro staff, and we never will.
But no, we do
some
have
samples
some.
Of
good.
Some new Addicted products that are going to be coming out very soon. Come to our booth and ask us about. Let us know you heard about it on the podcast.
Heck yeah. One thing with this year, you know, we're already having a good kokanee year. It's just starting off. The fish are big, but I'll be doing also, I think, 4 seminars in the Blue Theater this year. I think on Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it'll be just the targeting kokanee seminar. It's hour-long presentation there. So we'll be doing those. I'll be posting those times on the websites and on Addicted Fishing as well.
That's exciting.
For the kokanee fishermen, it is.
Yeah.
Those things were packed last year. Last year, they had a kokanee tank.
Uh-huh.
And then all these live kokanee.
Cool. They were swimming around the big little school.
Don't they have a walleye tank
this
year?
It's walleye this year. I'm so disappointed. But honestly, I like seeing those big walleye in there too, though. So they got a walleye tank.
Is there big ones in there?
There's some big ones in there. I'm imagining, I don't know if it's the same fish they had up at the Puyallup or if they go get more. They might go catch
famous
more.
Wallace.
Yeah. Oh, that's all Hirsch.
Oh, there's Daryl.
He was better than you and I.
Well, no, I mean, I saw some of the posts. Some of the guides, you know, local guides were going out there and catching some and throwing them in that tank. So I wonder if they have to, if they keep them or if they save them for the Portland.
If this
show
gets out before the Sportsman Show, I want everybody to comment because I have that 22-pound steelhead in my freezer. And I was thinking about pulling a Big Dave and bringing it in a big Kong cooler. On ice and just having that steelhead
just
on.
Laying there for 5 days.
I don't know how he's always done it, but I think they refreeze it every night or something. But I know Big Dave's always had the giant T River steelhead.
Do it
forever.
Why don't you go? We should. Someone should go out and get a Springer.
Oh,
someone
so
did that.
Cool.
Someone did
I've
that.
I've seen
one
that
here.
A couple years
yep.
too.
Yep.
But
did that.
It would be pretty sweet if you brought that steelhead.
At least for the weekend.
You need
or
to
something.
Find someone who can mount that thing.
Well, I don't want. I'm not going to say anything. Yes, I really do. I want to do it soon, too. And I kept the fish. I don't skin mount if anybody sees this. And can comment if anybody knows somebody does a good skin mount. I know it's very, very hard anymore to find somebody who does. But I want a good replica done. And I saved the fish so that it could be exact. Because I always feel like it's a whole other discussion. But that's why I haven't got a fish mounted yet. Probably also because I haven't caught a 39.5-inch steelhead yet until now. But it's because I was like finding that artist because we touch them every day. I see steelhead every day, and I saw this steelhead, and I want it to be so perfect. I'm gonna be so anal on the guy. If it looks any different than the photo or anything, I'd just be so sad. You know, we see steelhead so much, and just you those little minute details that mm-hmm. you learn to love. I feel like they're super important if you're gonna have it mounted and spend a bunch of money on it. So. If anybody has a good guy, let me know for sure.
Yeah, I don't know many that do that skin mounts much anymore.
No, I don't think anybody does. I think it might be one guy in the country.
But yeah, my bass, that track. Bass up there is a skin mount. I did that skin.
And look how good it still looks.
I know, it looks amazing. But you got to take care of it, though. You got to dust it like all the time and just take care of it.
It also just gets eaten away. Mm-hmm. Anyhow.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the corn dogs at the Sportsman Show.
The corn dogs.
Corn dogs. That's the best.
That's the whole, here we are, the Addicted Fishing Podcast.
Yeah,
corn dogs.
Corn dogs. Where's Captain when you need him?
We'll have a bunch of rods there like we always do. So we should have some rods in the booth for us to show some different techniques. So you can come by and talk about any of the different techniques that you want to talk fishing-wise.
Are we going to have any Addicted Alaska DVDs?
We will not. We will not
are
have
they
any
gone?
Addicted Alaska one. They're all completely gone.
I got like five.
So we talked about ordering. I think I probably will soon. Coming to the website, we'll have some 4K versions, like on a Blu-ray disc. Nice. Or we talked about doing it on flash drive. So I don't know what we're going to do yet. But we're going to have a 4K version available soon.
Flash drive would be cool.
With Addicted Alaska 2 coming soon.
Addicted Alaska 2.
I was
going to
say, are we going to have like a trailer plan? That would be really good. That'd be a good grabber. No promises,
everybody.
Who
knows what
no
you guys
promises.
Are all going to see at these
yeah,
booths.
Yeah, we're rambling.
There might be 22-pound steelhead. You might see a little taste of Addicted Alaska.
Yeah, right.
There might be some new
deals.
There might be some
all
really good
need
corn
to know
dogs.
Is there's going to be a lot of good things, and you need to be there.
Yes.
It's going to be a party. Show. Come hang out. Heck yeah. Well, with that said, Portland Sportsman Show. Where are the fish?
Where are the fish?
Where are the fish?
Man, it's
like
been
I mean, we're so we gotta talk fishing here a little bit, right?
Yeah, we
I mean,
definitely do.
What's going on?
It's been a grind. It's been a grind for me. I've been getting a little bit more though. There's definitely more fish around than there was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I completely disagree. No, just kidding. Actually,
no,
I do.
There
total
definitely
lie.
Was. You just got to go to the right rivers. You can't fish your same little.
That I'll agree with you.
Down
yeah.
Places. Yeah. I think you're 100% right, and that's probably part of the reason why you're catching fish in weird water too, is because you're fishing super pressured rivers high up, so all your little fish that are they're just getting picked off
oh,
before
no,
they get
no,
to you.
No question.
They're getting picked off, and then you're finding
still
the ones that are
yeah.
in the buckets that just people
yeah.
aren't fishing. And so it's yeah, they're just it's a tough year this year. There's not a lot of fish to go around. So,
no, I know where I've been spending most of my time. I know the hatchery has like, you know, a river that can substantially, on the really good year, see a close to, you know, 2,500 to 3,000 hatchery fish. It's sitting at about 120 right now.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, like I said, without taking
either wow. It'll get really yeah. good all of a sudden. Like, that's enough fish to get our eggs. It's, we're not really, well, we have our intake, so nothing's closed. Nothing's mm-hmm. you know, that big of a deal. Fish are getting caught. Big part of it because of the slow water that we keep experiencing.
Holding them up.
Once a week at least. They're getting held up, and there's still a lot of fishermen out there. Like today, I kind of got screwed out of three or four of my favorite holes because there's a lot of dudes. There's dudes everywhere. So low water, a lot of dudes.
Wednesday.
On a
yeah,
Wednesday.
Yeah, but it's been sunny and
that's
nice.
That's just how it is, though. That's how it is where I fish. Yeah. And on any river with a hatchery, can really never predict what it's going to be like as far as crowd. But those fish, you know, either something really cool is going to happen one of these days, and we're going to like totally have our minds blown, or we're going to
really help start chalking show up.
You know, I was trying to write off 2018, and 2018 winter steelhead season was fantastic, but you know, the rest of 2018 kind of was in the toilet, and I was hoping that 2019 was going to be that year, you know, but
yeah.
We haven't seen it yet, but it isn't over, so. Like I said in our live feed tonight, I'm hoping somebody catches the first springer so that when fishing gets good for winter steelhead, everybody will be out in the big river.
It's going to happen. Dude, that you know, you want to touch springers for half a second. Like, it's going to happen. I drove over the Columbia today, and she's looking awfully really nice. Green.
You
nice
know they're
and
just
low.
Cruising. You're going to see one of those platinum aluminum foil looking bullets come up into the river.
Can you always have them right now?
Absolutely. We'll open January 1, technically.
So you can go kill a springer right now.
Actually, you can go kill two if you were lucky enough. Yeah, right. It's two fish.
You know there's some old-timer out there who's already nailing on.
Someone's got one. I mean, every year, but right
it's
before
February.
The Portland Sportsman Show. Earliest I've ever gotten one was February 6th, and that same year I got one on the 9th, too. It was just an exceptional early run year. So, like, that's the earliest. And the Sportsman Show starts on February 6th, and there's a lot of guys that have caught a lot of fish earlier than I
have. Is there anyone out there trying?
Yeah. Someone,
have
I mean,
you heard of anyone out there?
I have not heard a thing. And I'm kind of surprised because
normally you get those grinders out there, those dudes trying.
But you know what's funny? Like what Owen said tonight.
Need to post in the group.
I'm going
to
be calling Owen here tomorrow. I'll be like, what the hell, man?
Why?
He was messing with us. He's like, I may have heard something from a plunker. I'm like, well, if you're saying that, you probably did. Calling him out right now. Probably by the time you guys hear this, it might even be out.
One caught.
Yeah. Yeah. In the place where there's always one caught early.
Time to hit the river, everyone.
Yep, everyone get out there.
Springers!
Spin those herring, buddies. Yeah, no, there's no nose. And you're right, no, there's no
I need
no
to get
doubt.
Out and test my bow mount and stuff anyway.
That's why I'm going walleye fishing. Well. But no, you're right. Jordan's completely correct. You need that first couple springers to get popped because it does take pressure off. And why? Because people like catching fish. And guess what? I mean, other than that target-rich environment up north from us and some of the tribal areas, we're not sitting in a target-rich environment, and the hatchery numbers show that. Like, yeah, there's guys catching fish. Like, honestly, last month, I was having a great month. I mean, getting 2 to 4 fish a trip, no problem. Grinding out, fishing hard. But then, like, this week kind of put me on my butt, and then you're like, oh, I'm getting fish now. It's like,
but I've been going to rivers that have fish.
Well, oh, yeah. No, I hear you. Like,
you
but
don't
the,
say.
The 2 or 3 that I've been fishing
well,
have been pretty quiet.
Well, the problem is, for months, I've been just trying to grind out on rivers that it's like, why am I even trying here? I know I'm not going to get one. Like, it's like sometimes it's
you
just
mean your home river?
Yeah, it's just worth traveling. It's just worth.
Oh, it is.
It's our home river. Every
well,
freaking river around
think about
here.
This, too, though. Like,
every Southwest
had a...
Washington river is garbage.
Yeah. Well, it's
there's
just,
a few fish
general.
Around, but it's freaking
in
like.
In general now.
You see?
Yeah. Overall, it's garbage. I mean, we've had a 6-fish day. We've had a 4-fish day. You know, we've had okay days, but I sure as hell didn't repeat it the next day.
And all you
it wasn't like a start of a
warriors,
trend.
Don't comment on here and try to act like you're badass and you've caught a bunch of fish because you haven't.
Oh, yeah. No, except for, like I said, the target-rich environment north of us. Because now, after we've gone and done a couple trips and done a couple videos up there, we understand that it's real easy to catch steelhead where steelhead are.
Yeah.
It's real easy.
Totally.
But, and hey, and you know what?
Doing?
And
we
I don't... And
I'm telling you, we need to do a trip where we just go up there and we float every single one of those freaking rivers.
That'd be fun. Let's do like a 5-day. Let's book it right now.
Yes. Let's do it.
Better book it now. Too
Let's
late.
Do it.
No, I'm serious. Mean, No, but you got to fish where the fish are. And hey, and you know what? I ain't going to lie. If I was up there, I'd be doing it every day. Yeah. Not even thinking twice.
I'd go broke.
Yep. That's right. Like, I ain't taking anybody. I'm catching all these fish myself.
No, yeah. I think, fishing around home right now, it's not, like I said, like you guys just said, there are fish there.
Yeah.
The fishing isn't that bad. But I think the beauty of a year like this, and what I've already, obviously, I've kind of started a trend of it all year, but just getting, and it's been because fishing's bad. The reason I came up with the whole chili idea is because fishing sucked.
Yeah.
And I'd rather go catch a couple of fish somewhere else and learn something new than go. How many years on a good year do you guys go try a different river and you go, I knew we could have got them at home today. We should not have left. We should have went and fished our home river. And you drove 4 hours to go fish something different and you caught two when you could have caught six at home. And, we're I've like bragging about numbers, but the beauty on a year like this is like you can go to a new river and get one. And you're like, hell yeah.
And
learned something. Mm-hmm. And you didn't miss out at anything on home. Mm-hmm. You're at home.
And you're absolutely right, because this year, this early in the season, I've probably spent more time off my home rivers.
It's fantastic.
Fishing and filming Addicted Life episodes or going to the tribal areas.
Dude, which
it's been incredible, honestly. It's been great.
Not to get off subject with that, but we got some stuff coming up that is going to be epic.
Let me think. By the time they get this, there may or may not be one of those stroker beatdown videos. There might be one out, but there might not be.
Sunday.
So look for episode 24.
And it's going to be a Sunday, Monday episode. It's going to be our first two-day episode.
Oh, is it?
Two-part feature. A to-be continued.
Is it going to be both days or is it just the first day?
Day one is Sunday. Day two is Monday.
So
we filmed it like a two-day series. So we did like, all right, here's day one.
Oh, no. Your first – no, the trip you guys Oh, that's going to be so sick.
Yeah.
Ooh. Right before the Sportsman Show.
Yeah.
People are gonna be Jones in.
Shout out. We might have to.
Hey, is Ryan gonna come down to the Portland Sports Show?
Yep, for sure. Yep, he's gonna win. But hopefully,
cool.
His little daughter's down.
He's gonna win. What?
No win. Like,
oh
yeah, he doesn't know when. He doesn't know.
Oh, I don't know
when.
What day.
Oh,
he didn't say when. Yeah.
You need to pronounce it.
Sorry.
Matters nothing to you guys and gals out there. Don't worry about it.
Ryan was our tribal fishing. Aficionado guy.
He was our
guy.
Man.
Awesome dude. Fun to fish with. Good dude. Yes, sir. He'll be down there and we'll have to announce when he comes down there too, so some of the Addicts guys can talk to that guy.
With
get hooked up.
Yeah, with Marlon's megaphone.
No.
He's here.
I can't wait to mess with the boating people across the aisle from us again like we do every year.
That's right.
Or let Haley, the battle
of the trash cans.
Or let Haley put the dollar on the fishing rod.
Oh yeah, dollar fishing line trick. That's always a good one.
We gotta maybe even glue a quarter of the game.
That's right.
And then make a video of it and keep a tally. Have a clicker for every person.
Mike wants to, and he's probably right. We should, but he's thinking we should vlog every day.
Absolutely, we should do live feed every day.
I'm thinking we vlog every day and put it on YouTube. Sportsman Show Day 1, Sportsman Show Day 2, Sportsman Show Day 3.
Day 1 outdoor style.
That'd be fun.
Oh, we'll have GoPros and we'll just vlog it. We'll go around the show and film little things and we'll have Sean put it together. Sean's going to be there too, so we'll get some footage from him. So
Sean's the man.
Look out for it, guys. We're going to vlog it.
Gosh, we got to start writing all this stuff down.
Yeah, right. I just got my backdrop delivered today. I got to put that thing together and start finding my pictures, my banners, all my...
Cody just sent me some pictures of this display that he's building. So it's our new show is going to be... Our new display is going to be sick.
It's going to be fun.
Then there's going to be my booth.
There's going to be Jordan's booth with one little banner.
A little banner and a giant TV.
A little That's banner right. and like
it's
a...
You got like 65 inch.
I want to bring some Thunder Eggs. And a bowl of candy.
Bowl of candy. Man,
I need to be more responsible. I need to get some more stuff done.
I've been thinking.
There's fish around, man. Hell, it.
Yeah, I'm working.
Damn it, I need to freaking. There's just.
Dude, remember the guy that we had next to our booth last year?
Fold up boat?
This guy was drinking like three or four bottles of wine and flip flops every day.
God, he looked comfortable.
He was comfortable. He didn't talk to anybody or do anything.
He did not do anything or even attempt to sell one of those porta boats. Not one.
He actually avoided selling them.
He literally did. He literally tried not. He's like, how hard can I not sell one of these?
Yeah, he that was tried his goal. Super
that was,
hard.
That was so uncomfortable because he was right next to my booth.
And he got pissed at us.
Every time we touch his stuff, yeah.
He got super mad. And then he came over and apologized, remember, and took shots with us.
Yeah, but he I can't. Why shot. Did he get? I know. He I remember it. That. I remember yeah. that. But
because
like,
we kept going into his booth to get from behind the your booth.
Oh, that's right. That's
and he
what
was like
was.
Super butthurt about it. And we're like, dude, relax. Like, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, but he was such a lush because he was so hammered. And then he'd show up and he's like, so dude, I love you guys. Do like, some shots.
So
it's like,
sorry,
cool.
Man.
You just want someone to drink with.
You're just an alcoholic.
Man. And we're like trying to get stuff done. We got people to meet.
This
we got supporters to talk to. We got kids to freaking give gear to.
No, he was a good guy. I mean, at the end of the day, we all freaking took shots with him, and it was a fun time. But it was just funny sitting there watching him. Like, he just – you could tell he was like – the porta boat life wasn't his life. Like, he had goals somewhere else.
I'm so glad either you or Nick are next to me this year. So bad. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be a fun freaking year.
No, I'm looking forward to it. Those 5 days go by so fast.
They do. And all you addicts that come, please don't bring the plague with you.
Yeah, and Monday we'll all be sick.
Every year, you know, dude, measles. Someone gets freaking sick from the show.
Measles, oh no.
Every freaking year.
Don't bring your leave your measles at home.
I was talking to my buddy Josh today about going and filming a video where we basically go through drive-thrus of McDonald's. Oh. Or just like... cough on the money really bad before you give it to him and film it. And then just when the guy's like, how's your day going? Be like, oh, it's good. I just left the doctor. They said I got measles. Just be paying with the money. Oh,
pretty
sorry,
sure
addicts.
Might
I'm
be
getting
illegal.
Completely sidetracked right
now. No, but that's part of the show, man. We've got like the Costco-sized gallon pumps with the hand sanitizer like every
year,
booth, and we just bathe in that crap.
I'm
for
sorry,
five
addicts.
Days.
This year I won't be shaking your hands. There will not be one handshaking that happens. I'll be fist bumping.
Fist
you.
Bumps.
I'm sorry, addicts. I just am not gonna get. I'm gonna try everything.
You know what
I
we need to do? You know what we do? We fist bump, but then we also instead of like the pumps that you wash on your hands, we should just dump all the hand sanitizer into like a gallon bucket. So you can
just
walk
dip our hands in.
Dip your hands in.
Your freaking
your hands,
hands
will be all
like,
shriveled up and white.
You'll be all shriveled up and screwed by the
just
end of the show.
Straight hand sanitizer. That's what we're going to need.
Oh,
jeez. But you know what? It's worth it. It's absolutely worth it. We sell a lot of apparel to you guys that's supporting us out there. We get to meet a lot of you cool guys. We talk
dude,
to you guys
I'm
later
telling
all the time.
You.
It's so fun.
These new shirts that are coming out are so freaking sick.
I don't believe you.
I
want to
wear one
live.
Myself already, and I'm like, Travis, print me one, and he won't print me one. But dude, they're so sick. They're so sick.
Total. I don't believe it because I haven't seen it. Total lies. But we'll see.
You saw one variation of one.
I didn't like it.
Well, you don't like anything.
You wear
like the lamest
right,
stuff in the
I do.
World. You're like a 75-year-old man.
I know. Exactly. But I'll tell you what. I did. I saw that one. I didn't like it, but I can see why 90% of the population like it, which is fair. Which is awesome.
I will tell you this. Guess. Oh, let's just play a little.
I was
going
to say. I'm like, we're betting, aren't
let's
we?
Play,
I knew it.
No. Let's play a game. Addicts out there, you not only the people out there watching and listening on the podcast, comment below. Go to our website and let us know what you think our most popular selling shirt is on the website. And then you let me know what you think our most popular selling shirt
right
is.
Now?
Yep.
What would you tell me right now?
Yeah. I'll tell you guys. I'll tell everyone.
No, like right now. If I could guess.
Yeah. If you guess it, I'll say that's it. And then the game will be over for addicts.
The green addict logo.
Nope.
Out of the new stuff?
The most popular t-shirt that we sell on the website
what do you think
currently.
It is, Jordan?
The fish one.
The what?
The fish one.
The fish one you're wearing?
The Fish Mountains, that's the most popular hoodie. But what's the most popular t-shirt?
Shirt?
Yep.
Gone Catching.
No.
Damn.
I don't know. It's the Hatchery Bonk-a-Mall one.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep.
I could see that. Yeah.
Which is why that
I
one
said,
that he did
yeah,
is going to sell.
Awesome.
People, all
and
you
I
people out there,
that.
I promise you're going to freaking love it.
I said that. And I said, I don't like it, but 90% of the fishermen out there will love it.
Yeah.
I get it.
We also have another one, and I'll spill
a lot
the
of people
beans.
Listen to
I'll
Metallica
spill the beans
on the way to the river.
I'll spill the beans on this one a little bit just because it's so epic. We basically took the Pac-Man game, and we made it Steelhead. So, like, we took the little ghosts and we turned them into sea lions. And all the Pac-Man, all the little dots in between the Pac-Man are bees.
Yeah, okay.
And then the actual Pac-Man guy is a steelhead. Like,
that's cool.
It is so freaking hilarious. Gosh, and it's awesome. Such an awesome design. I can't wait for people to see.
Oh, that's,
I just got giddy thinking
that's
about
fun.
It.
That's funny. I like it. I like it.
And these are only going to be available at the show, so come get them at the show while supplies last, limited edition. Unless you guys buy them, then we'll put them on our website.
Yeah, we might have surplus, but yeah, I doubt it. We never usually do.
All right, guys. Well, I think this has been a pretty good little podcast. Thanks for tuning in. We hope we can see you at the show. Sorry, we've been lagging on these freaking things.
We are gonna get
back into these and hopefully put them out once a week again. Shout out to Clint for helping us get these things rolling.
Clint is our mega producer.
He has been a lot of help over the last few weeks helping us kind of get these things rolling. So shout out to all you addicts. Thanks so much for tuning in. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, comment below, leave us a review. You know the drill, all those different things. We'll see you guys on the river.
See you guys.